The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie in Drecholm Barracks in Edinburgh, linking up with One Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak now to the new RSM, the new Regimental Sergeant Major of the 1st Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, and that's WO1 Alan Faulkner. Alan, first things first, congratulations on your promotion.
Thanks for that, Mark.
How's it going for you so far? Because you've joined, obviously, mid-tour, taking over from the previous RSM, Paul Wood.
Yes, I took over about a month ago, so from then it's been pretty hectic, you know, to try to find your feet as such around about Helmand Province itself. But as I say, pretty much settled in now. We get out in patrol quite a lot around about the actual province itself, so settled in, and it was good to get out here just before Christmas and spend Christmas with the troops as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How was Christmas? Because it can be a bit of a strange time when you're away from friends and family, but it's important that you guys keep your spirits up and keep going.
Christmas was good. We did a lot for the jocks, as we normally do anyway, when we're away in operations. The commanding officer and myself, we went away on Christmas Eve to sort of bring in Christmas morning with two of the other call signs who are down in Mob Price and also Camp Gureshk. So we spent a bit of time with them. We then come back and then we had lunch with the jocks. It's called the jocks lunch. We normally have it back in Edinburgh anyway, with the jocks, prior to us having our mess challenge. The only thing this time, obviously, in operations, we don't have the mess challenge. But it's still good to bring in Christmas with the jocks and have a good lunch with all the trimmings. And the scoff that was laid on by the KBR out here was absolutely outstanding.
And, of course, completely dry as well, as Hogmanay would have been as well.
That's correct, yeah. It was pretty much dry. There's no alcohol allowed in theatre. So, but the boys still made the most of it. We went out again on the 31st on Hogmanay. We went and visited the guys that we didn't see on sort of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So we did the round trip like that. And the boys were in fine fettle. We took the piper and the drums with us as well, and we brought in the bells with the pipes and drums.
And of course, that piper is well employed at this time of year, because we've got Burns Night just round the corner as well.
That's right. We're looking forward to that. We've got about roughly 80 people attending. It's a function that's normally run by the Warrant Officer of Sergeant's Mess, which is pretty much the same for this one. However, there's a few guests being invited to this one, and that's happening on the 25th here in Tombstone, and we're looking forward to it. We're in the process now with all the sort of rehearsals at the moment, and also the setup here itself.
Obviously, day-to-day life is completely different when you've deployed, but what I'm getting here is the sense that continuity is important. You know, it's important that you've marked Christmas, Hogmanay, and Burns Night just round the corner as well. The fact that you're marking all these events, you've got to be able to fit it in around the fact that life is different while you're deployed. How easy is that?
To be honest, there is a lot of work goes on in the background with the guys because, I mean, they've got to put in the extra hour or two, you know what I mean, for example, for the Burns Night as well. You know, you've got the boys that are actually doing the poems. They're going from their sort of normal routine and then they're just sticking about maybe an hour or two at night, you know what I mean, maybe not as much as that, you know what I mean, just rehearsing just to make sure that on the night that it turns out to be, you know what I mean, a special night for everybody who's going to be coming to the One Scots Burns Night, which we're looking forward to.
And as far as the deployment as a whole is concerned, you're now past the halfway mark. Are the guys getting a bit of a lift from that?
The boys get a lift, as you know, when they're getting ready to go in their R&R, they get a lift from that personally. So the day, so when the guys start going back from R&R as well, you know what I mean, they can see it as another factor of, you know what I mean, getting through the tour and the tour getting done, and the boys, it doesn't take them long before they remind you anyway, you know what I mean, that we're halfway through the tour, because that's what the jocks are there for. They're just there just to remind us every now and again that, yep, halfway park's there.
And for you as RSM, taking up the role of RSM halfway through a tour, you really have gone in at the deep end, haven't you?
Aye, kind of. I mean, I was out here in Herrick 12, so, I mean, I'm comfortable with everything in regards to, you know what I mean, patrolling in the area of Helmand Province. But still, at the same time, a lot has changed since the last tour. That's noticeable for myself and noticeable for everyone else as part of the bag, because we did the bag role as well. That's the brigade advisor role. As I say, in Herrick 12, and a lot has changed from there. But pretty much, as I say, I've been here for a month, and you know, I mean, I'm pretty much bedded in now and good to go. Managed to get round all the different locations and spoke to all the guys who are just cracking on with the tour. And to be honest, their morale is really high.
Well, that's really good to hear. What about back home? Anyone you want to say hello to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my wife Celia, and also my daughter Darcy. And I love them and miss them, and hope to see them when I get back in early April.
Excellent. Really good to speak to you this week. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.